Hey, welcome to another Dear Two Letter. I know it's been a few weeks since I've released one of these, but I've been out touring and doing tour dates and eating children, so it has been glorious. Let's see what we got this time. Dear Two, I have a bit of a language puzzle on my hands. I have a friend who recently decided that he likes furries in that special way, but he does not consider himself a furry and has not picked any sort of anthropomorphic character to represent himself. He just does not see himself with any sort of persona. I've never seen an example of this before, and I was wondering what this sort of individual would be called. Anthrocurious? Drawing a blank here. Anyway, love your material and thanks for your help. From Tomac. Well, let's see here. Thoughtness, brainage. He's furry curious. I'd say he's furious. Yes, by the gods. The grammatical logic is just too powerfully grammatical and be logic to deny. Yes, I decree that from this day forth, fur curious people shall be known as furious people. Even more furious than the bum at the bus station when you slap the dick he's sucking for 50 cents out of his mouth and say, repent and get a real job, you cum-sucking virus condo, lest Zeus cast you into the hemorrhoidal pits of Cthulhu's puckered asshole for all eternity and a half. Some of you may be offended that I just said that, you know. Some of you may be smashing beer bottles into your testicles with rage. But don't hate me for saying these things, for it is God's will that I do so. God has commanded me from on high to spew forth... now I'm just wasting time. furious sounds like a good word to me. Dear Two, after listening to an old episode of Two Cents yesterday, I was struck with a thought. You're always called Two by your co-hosts and in your rants, and most online places where you show up, you refer to yourself as Two. I can only assume, but I suspect that you often get called Two in the real world as well, especially at cons. My question is thus, do you ever feel that your alias is more like your true name to you than the name that was assigned by your parents? Your loyal fan, Argus. Well, seeing as my mother and the rest of my family call me to, yeah, it does feel like my real name. And I'm not really embarrassed about my real name. Troll dickheads are always throwing it up in the air like it's something I'm trying to hide or something. It's just that so many people have called me Two for so long that, you know, you use my real name and I have no idea who the fuck you're talking about. It's like if everyone in the world called you Phil for, you know, like forever and then one day someone came up to you and said, hello there, Shitley. You know, you'd be like, you'd be lost like a Republican in a voting booth, you know. Dear Two, are you dead? From Nomble. You know, that's a very difficult question. It's a lot harder than you think to tell if someone is dead. A lot of people think that dead people just lay around and rot. Yeah, right. And Germans are all Nazis and all black people are violent. Sure. It's all unfair stereotyping, man. It's all just racist bullshit. And I'm getting a little bit tired of hearing all this bigotry towards the dead, okay? It's just another way for the white man to keep someone down. I mean, just because a few dead people at some point might have laid there and gotten eaten by worms, everyone's gotta treat all dead people with all this disrespect. They ignore them and they talk about them like they weren't even there, and they bury them in the fucking ground, you know? How would you like it if someone treated you that way just because your immortal soul had been released, you know? And then, when the dead finally do dare to do something that's outside of our bullshit stereotypes, like, you know, going for a walk or eating a brain, and, well, what do we do then, huh? We call them undead, and holy crap, unnatural demons, and we cut their heads off when we burn them. Why wouldn't they lay around and stink and fit into our narrow view of who they are? Every time they don't, we start chopping them into little bits. Well, I think it's time we start respecting the dead. They're no different than anyone else, you know. They have a rich and colorful culture. They're not criminals. They're Americans. And hey, they do jobs us living people won't do, you know? So, am I dead? No, I'm not dead. But I would be proud to be one of them. Dear Two, do you thoroughly screen Dear Two letters or just throw out the bad ones and pick randomly from the remaining pile? Do you ever dwell on a letter if it presents a serious problem or well-thought-out question, or do you just wing it? From Dogman. You know, I'm very glad you asked that question. I have a film strip here that should answer all of your questions.
Here in the Dear Two room at Ranting Griffin Studios, we take great care when selecting and answering the letters we receive. We're providing a valuable service to you, and quality must never be sacrificed. Here is the sorting room. Each letter is sorted by scent and placed carefully in the appropriate pile. Here are the strawberry-scented letters and the broccoli and penis-scented letters. Today, it's the burning afro-scented letters that seem to be the most popular. Next, we select letters to be answered through a highly scientific process. A screaming infant is deflected from a cement wall and allowed to land in the sorting area. See? It's landed on the redneck armpit pile. A letter from this pile is then taken. It is washed and sterilized and then taken directly to the Great Cheese Oracle to determine its worthiness. Our cameras were not allowed into the sacred chambers of the Cheese Oracle, but here is a sound clip we were given permission to record.
Yeah, this one doesn't suck too much. We can do this one. End of line.
Once a letter is approved, it is sent immediately to the answering room, where highly trained, talking, bird-like creatures known as griffins respond to each and every letter that is placed in front of them. Here we see griffin number 9 hard at work.
Ich hasse alles. Ich würde ihr Mutter töten. Sie kommen auf meinen Afterlution.
And here is griffin number 2, who answers most of the letters from the North American continent. Dear 2, should I kill my ex-boyfriend?
I don't know. What should I say? I don't know.
On occasion, it is necessary for a small electric shock to be administered to assist in motivation.
I mean, I don't think anyone should be hurt, you know.
Fucking kill him! Kill him with a broken whiskey bottle and steal his fucking wallet! Do it now! Son of a bitch!
Once the letters have been answered, they are broadcast via internet to every country in the world to be enjoyed by all. So the next time you stop and wonder how your letters are being answered, think of the hard-working men, women, and griffins who are making it all possible. Renting Griffin Studios. We're not only here for fun and games, we want your penis too.
Okay, last letter for this file. Dear 2, after 3 years of denial, I've finally come to terms with my homosexuality.
Yay for you, awesome, blow horns and light candles and party for you.
Now I'm much happier, and I have you to thank for showing me that being gay is not the most diabolical behavior to grace civilization. I've decided not to tell my parents or friends about my homosexuality for a myriad of reasons. The most critical of these being my family's extreme conservative Christian views, and some of them are extreme homophobes. Do you think I'm being cowardly for hiding my sexuality? Or do you think I'm being too self-sacrificing to preserve their feelings? Thank you for reading from Dire Rain. You know, if you talk to the gay priders, you will eventually be told that unless you throw on a dress and start singing your confessions of homosexuality to the tune of Somewhere Over the Rainbow to the whole fucking planet, that you're a coward and you're hiding your homosexuality.
This is a load of bullshit.
What, are we supposed to reveal every little detail of our private lives to people in the first 2 fucking sentences we say to them? Just because I don't hold up a flag and march down the street chanting out my favorite brand of frozen fucking fish sticks doesn't mean I'm hiding it or trying to run away from it. It just means it's none of your fucking business. You don't have to reveal every tiny detail about yourself to your parents or anyone if you don't want to. It doesn't mean you're a coward. It just means it's your own fucking business. It doesn't make you a coward because you don't tell your parents what website you go to or what you've got hidden under your bed or what you think about when you're taking a dump, you know? So why should it make you a coward if you don't tell them what gender you want to have sex with? That's your own private shit, and it's no business of anyone else's. And if anyone tells you differently, I command you to send them to me, and I will strangle them with my dick. In short, no, you're not a coward and you're not too self-sacrificing. You're sparing the feelings of the people that you love at the cost of something that's not even fucking necessary to tell them in the first place. Not only is that not cowardly, it's pretty fucking admirable. I wish more gay people would do that and stop thinking that, you know, they have to be these, you know, showboats of faggotry. That's the end of the letters for today. Thank you for listening. And if you'd like to send in a Dear 2 letter, you can send it to dear2@ranting-griffin.com. There will be more letters for you soon, hopefully. My schedule hasn't even really allowed me to jerk off lately, and it's pissing me off. And remember, crap, I can't really think of anything.
Kill your parents with a blowtorch! Kill them now! Son of a bitch!